1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number of the live Saturday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
As we kick off hour number three. Once again, that number, 800-259-9231. You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. Still to come here, we got to finish the story that we started last hour about a teen girl who involved herself in a wet T-shirt contest and decided 3 years later, 4 years later, that she wanted to sue as a result of her choice to get involved in said contest. We'll explore that a little bit more coming up, but Vance is on the line with us. He's been waiting very patiently to come back. We're talking drugs. We're talking doctors. Vance, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Okay. Well, I guess my question and my point would be, what if a person who thinks he knows the condition that he has goes to the Walmart down the street, mm-hmm. and takes some medication, and he has no clue of really what he has.
Right.
But he grabs the medication anyway. He should have the freedom to make that choice, and even if it would make him sicker.
Absolutely, you should be free to make that choice, because that way, just because somebody's going to choose poorly doesn't mean all the rest of us should be restricted from making similar choices or making educated choices. Just because there are people out there going to make bad decisions doesn't mean that all the rest of us should have our freedoms restricted, does it, Vance?
You know, I don't agree with that, because I know too many people. I mean, I'm not saying that I'm against someone taking, say, like your grandma's medication.
Right.
I mean, that's totally different.
Well, totally different.
Well, I mean, it is different in that, it's been prescribed already.
But no, it wasn't prescribed for that individual. It was for that purpose.
And I'm not saying it's not illegal. Yes, it is. It is illegal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But people do it all the time. I mean, I'm not going to say that they don't.
Right. So you agree that we should get rid of the regulations that prevent people from sharing medications?
Well, that's a different question. My main point is these doctors in I've been going to a hematologist lately, mm-hmm. They go to college for a long time, as you well know.
Right, sure.
They have a lot more experience, expertise than I would ever have, and I would be afraid. Now, I'm not saying...
Well, that's really the key. It's afraid. Now, doctors kill people every day.
That's true. They improperly prescribe medications. That's true.
It's all about fear as well.
What's that?
Well, I agree, yeah. Yes, doctors do wrongly prescribe medication.
In which case, if a doctor wrongly prescribes you medication and you live through it, because some people don't live through it, but if you live through it, you've got a lawsuit on your hands there. Now, if you go to the store and you buy the wrong medication, you shouldn't be able to sue that company because you made the choice to imbibe a certain medication without having a doctor's recommendation. Look, we're not attacking doctors on the show here tonight. We're just simply saying, let's let Americans who are supposed to be a free people be free enough to make mistakes and make their own choices. I don't think anybody with any sense in their head is just going to walk into Walmart, pull some medication off the shelf, and pop it in their mouths. And if they do, well, hey.
Well, Walmart's full of medications now that can kill you and hurt you and harm you.
And I agree. I mean, we have a lot of over-the-counter medications. But then to what degree, then, would we stop? Would we stop at blood pressure medication?
No, we wouldn't stop anywhere. All medications should be available to anybody that wants to purchase them for whatever reason. There should not need to be a prescription for it. Anyone with any sense in their head is going to go see a doctor and get a recommendation. But you shouldn't have to. Thanks for the call.
Okay, that's where I disagree with you.
All right.
I mean, only because it's just to me, and maybe I'm, in conservative Indianapolis, Indiana. I don't know.
You're disagreeing because you want to protect people from making poor choices, right? Is that correct?
I guess in a way, yes.
Okay.
Of course, yeah, I know that people make stupid decisions all the time.
Yeah.
It's very paternalistic of you,
I understand wanting to protect the stupid people out there.
I'm just saying that, yeah, in a way, that's what government, should do to a certain extent, is is to protect them. I know.
But the problem is, it sounds nice to say, hey, we're going to protect you from making bad choices, but there's unintended consequences to every government program.
I agree with you there.
Well,
yes.
An unintended consequence would be Rush Limbaugh getting arrested for taking too many prescription pills, or anybody else, your friends or your family members that are improperly accessing pills, because we have restrictions on prescriptions means that there's still a demand out there. Let's just talk about one type of medication, hydrocodone. It's in high demand on the black market because people have pain and they want to relieve it. Some people are addicted.
Or they take it recreationally.
Right. But some people, honestly, they have pain, but they can't get the prescription that they need because the doctors are afraid to prescribe it because of all the DEA rules, so therefore they have to go to a pill dealer to buy these pills at $5, $10, $20 a pill because of black market rates.
Okay.
And then if they get caught, they get put in jail, and we all have to pay to keep them there. That's ludicrous, don't you think?
No. Okay, I do agree with you on that because this is something I actually do know about. My wife has had over 60-something operations.
Mm.
She's had a malignancy, okay? So, yes, I know enough about this pain medication, and they should. The government has too many regulations regarding pain medication. I mean, it's almost impossible to find a doctor who will prescribe the pain medication. She's
exactly.
Fortunately, not on it now. I mean, she's on some medication, yeah.
So we're agreeing on this, Vance. You agree with us that there's too many regulations on pain medication, but the problem is, once you're in with the government, you're in all the way. I mean, when you ask the government to restrict something, they're going to restrict that something, and then something else, and 15 million other things on top of that.
They love regulations.
Right. When you ask government to do something for you, they never really do it in the way you want it to, and even if you were to magically be able to get the government to restrict exactly what it was that you thought should be restricted, it would only be a matter of 12 months before they've piled more regulations on top of that you never once envisioned in your entire life. And so it's like this growing, ginormous beast that you've created that just keeps feeding itself by creating more laws, more restrictions, and then we all get restricted and our freedom is lessened as a result of it. And
how's that for conservative for you?
Yeah, I'm not for that.
Okay, now I hear your argument, but I'm not saying it's repugnant. It's not. It's hard for me to understand.
As a conservative, do you support the free market? Do you support businesses being able to do business as they please?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
As a conservative, yes. You should support a business that wants to sell drugs without people having prescriptions.
Well,
it's consistent with economic freedom.
Okay. On one hand, I don't have a problem with natural remedies. Okay.
The FDA has a problem with it. The FDA doesn't allow people to make suggestions for natural remedies.
No, I know. I think that's overboard.
See, this is a problem. Here's the problem.
But
if you ask the government to do anything, you're not ever going to be in charge, Vance. So whatever you think's overboard doesn't matter to the people in the FDA.
But to a certain extent, most people will go to the doctor and get a prescription.
Sure.
Or some type of prescription, you know, even if it's not, say, if it's over the counter, because over the counter is.
They will if they can afford to go to the doctor. Some people can't even afford to go to the doctor.
Well, actually, healthcare is available to almost everybody. But
if we did what I'm suggesting and get rid of the prescription process, healthcare would be more available and cheaper.
Yeah, well.
There's lots of people
it's a silly idea, but you got me thinking.
Well, that's what we try to do on Free Talk Live. Thanks for the call, Vance. Uh-huh. Call us again sometime, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You know, we don't come on the air and ask you to accept all of these ideas right off the bat, but these are things that nobody ever talks about. These are things that nobody ever makes suggestions on. And think about them, you know? Maybe freedom really is the answer in America. That's what we're talking about. True freedom. Being able to make the wrong choices. That's what freedom's about. And learning from them, if you live through it. 800-259-9231. Or you could just be careful and go through due process and do the right thing. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Gee, honey, your feet look great in those sandals.
Thanks. Last summer I was too embarrassed by my nails to wear them.
Well, your toenails sure look clear and healthy now. Makes me feel terrible about mine. See, this one looks thick, that one's yellow.
What you need is Nonex Nail Gel. Nonex clears out the buildup that discolors toenails and fingernails. It's called keratin debris. Just apply Nonex daily.
And I'll have clear, healthy-looking toenails?
Just look at mine.
Podiatrist recommended Nonex Nail Gel. Now at Walgreens, Longs, Eckerd Pharmacy, Rite Aid, and Brooks Pharmacy in the foot care section.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. And get this, they guaranteed my success in writing. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. You bring up absolutely anything. It's Ian here with
Ann Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com where we have our listener map. Over 1,100, actually, I think it's over 1,200 now, of our listeners around the world have added themselves with a little digital pushpin on our listener map.
It's amazing to see them all.
It's neat. Map.freetalklive.com. You can literally scroll around the world, zoom in, zoom out, see who's where, and maybe you'll even see an old friend or a family member.
That happened to one guy. He found a college buddy.
It absolutely has. Map.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. To learn more and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org.
It's freestateproject.org. We just got off the phone with Vance from Indianapolis, and Vance left us by making the point that, you know, he's thinking about this issue. And that's what we try to do on Free Talk Live, is give you a different perspective
something that you've probably never heard on any talk radio show ever before, and just to get you to think about things. It's important to really address things from an outside-the-box perspective, because in talk radio today, you've got the left and the right. You've got your conservatives and the so-called progressives, and they're all just kind of running around in the same old circles day after day, spouting off the same old mantras, and nobody ever questions it. Nobody ever questions the entire paradigm of left versus right. And that's what we do on Free Talk Live, because we're not left, and we're not right. We're pro-liberty. We're pro-freedom. Every issue, every single time. And it seems radical at first. You know, the idea to allow people to make their own decisions for themselves without having some board of bureaucrats, some task force, make a decision for you. Gosh, we think that you can make your own choices? Yeah. 1-800-259-9231.
Adults making decisions for themselves. It'll be chaos.
It would be wonderful. Let's go to the email box, and then we'll talk about this 16-year-old girl who went into a wet T-shirt contest. Apparently, she can't make her own decisions. Anyway, Jasper emails in from overseas. He says, after having listened to two of your podcasts, I've come to the conclusion that if the world would be run more like by people like yourselves, the world would be a far more fair, safe, and efficient place. Your views on detaching the government from our daily lives is good forward thinking. This is the 21st century. Even if we wanted to sustain all of the government services, we can't do it. I mean,
yeah.
Everywhere, people are getting older, and there are less and less youths that are capable of supporting those people's pensions and other social services.
That's true in America, at least.
He's not even writing this from America. If the governments of the world keep supporting the 20th century-based social systems, then we are in for a hell of a ride. We need to adapt to a changing world. Governments must stop regulating. Here in the Netherlands, the government runs a lot. Yes, we might be called liberal, which is over-exaggerated, by the way, he says, but the government is so messed up in its own rules, there are tons of them, and exceeding budget deficits that it's hurting our businesses and our ability to be flexible. I'm only 16 years old, but if I have to look at the amounts of paperwork my parents have to go through each month, I get sick. And what's more, it's expected that in 2008 an entirely left government will come to power, since this one has screwed up. So, this country will get even more buried under rules and unsustaining health care, pensions, etc. He says, back in the 16th century, when the government wasn't really organized, the Netherlands had a period which we call the Golden Age. We were a superpower. A nation of unimaginable wealth. And guess when it went wrong? Exactly when the French installed our first real government, that is, a monarchy. So, when I go to college and graduate, and if I go to America, I'll be happy to live in the free state, where rational thinking is applied and freedom is sacred. I love your show. Keep up the good work. Yours sincerely, Jasper from the Netherlands. So, I like his comment that...
He doesn't sound like a 16-year-old, does he?
No, he doesn't. 21st century thinking. The idea is to get the government out of all of the things it currently is in. And let's get the government out of our lives. Let's allow people to make their own choices for their own selves. And if they make bad choices, they'll have to face the consequences. That might hurt. You know, some people might harm themselves by making the wrong choice.
Yeah, it would be a bad choice if you took the wrong career path. And all kinds of bad choices that we allow people to make, and we still allow them to make it.
Well, and one of the things about people making bad choices is, if they can feel the consequences from their bad choices, it's likely they won't make that same bad choice again. Well, in the case of people with addictions, maybe not. But in a lot of cases, if you screw up again and again and again, hopefully you'll fix your behavior and do something right. Or
I believe good judgment comes from bad past experiences, and bad past experiences comes from bad judgment, and that's the only way that people learn.
And in some cases, lessons can be passed down from generation to generation. So if somebody's making a poor choice to be a drug addict or be an alcoholic and they've got children, the children are going to be observing this behavior, and they might decide when they get old enough that maybe alcohol isn't for them. Maybe drugs aren't for them, and they don't want to be like their father or their mother. And so even if mom and dad don't get it, sometimes other people who are around them can learn from their mistakes. Anyway, that's what I'm saying. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Rick in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuich.
I was calling about Mexico, how they're legalizing personal use. I think they should do that in the States. because I myself, you know, got in trouble with one marijuana joint, you know, and it cost me so much money in the courts. The state spent, you know, public defenders.
But Rick, don't you know, you're just a little child and you can't make your own decisions for yourself. We had to take that marijuana away from you. Bad Rick.
Well, you know, I'm just talking about it's going to save the country all kinds of money. You know, the jails are full over people getting busted for little amounts of marijuana, you know, like you said.
You're right. Did you know that over 770,000 Americans were arrested last year? You were one of them. 770,000 people arrested for marijuana possession alone.
Right. I mean, I would have been better off with a pound. You know, it's not like I was a dealer. It's just messed up, and I just think that it's wrong, and they just need to take a good look at it and think
Rick,
about the money.
Can I ask what you do for a living? You don't have to give me the exact job, but what's the industry that you're in?
Oh, I'm a mason.
You're a mason. So that means you go around, you work on construction sites, that sort of thing, right?
Houses, residential mainly.
Right.
Brick, stone, and all that.
My point in asking that was, when you were arrested, what was the process like? How long did you stay in jail? How did that go for you?
Right, okay. First thing they do is suspend your license. So then how am I supposed to get to work?
Right.
You know, who takes me? I had to have my girlfriend drive me to work and pick me up at my boss's house every day. You know, because that's the first thing they do is suspend your license. And, you know, I have to depend on somebody to take me to work now for a $3 joint.
Yeah,
and I spent, you know, I'm just talking about the money and the hassle, you know, for a single joint. And I just feel that it would probably better help the, you know, the minor little smokers, recreational or whatever they do, you know. It's a free country.
How long were you in jail for?
A couple days. So I got bonded out, you know, but then they put me on probation.
Right.
A year and a half. Want you to do counseling and everything, you know, like you got this big old problem.
Right, because you can't make your own decisions when you smoke marijuana, which is totally ludicrous. You were operating, you were going to work, you were getting things done, you were living your life, and then the government ruined it for you.
Right. I have to, you know, it's just a big mess.
You're right, Rick. Legalization, decriminalization is the only sensible option to help save America. Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231, Free Talk Live.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from STEM Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting STEM Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and STEM Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as the distributor of STEM Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the toll-free number. It's the live Saturday edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. Hey, if you've missed a moment of the show, we've got them archived right there on the front page of the website. You go to freetalklive.com. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. No hoops to jump through. It's just, honestly, free archives. freetalklive.com. In fact, not just a couple of archives, but a year's worth of them. FreeTalkLive.com. Go get them. Let's go to the phones to Doug in Minnesota. It's a show you could take control over. Doug, obviously, in his car. Hello, Doug. What's up? You're on Free Talk Live.
Well, I'm in a Skyway now, so it's probably much quieter. Is that better there?
Sounds all right. What's on your mind?
Hey, I got a question for you. A buddy of mine stumped me the other day. Restitution. You had to talk about that. Criminals go to jail. They work to pay back their victims. I love the idea.
Say, it is a great idea. It certainly would be an improvement on today's system.
You pay him at a market rate or something like that. His point was, okay, then you will then be putting out a lot of people out of work because of cheap prison labor kind of a thing like that. How would you guard against that?
Whoa, hold on a second. First, let's look at restitution as a deterrent. Right now, crime pays, Doug. Well, I don't know what that buzzing noise is either, but crime is very profitable. When you commit crimes in America, it makes you a lot of money. If you eventually get caught, then all you have to do is spend X amount of years in jail, and you get out. I mean, your victims don't get anything for it. So if we were to change that paradigm and make it so you actually have to work to pay back your victims, I'm going to put you on hold because that buzzing is really annoying. So if you have to pay your victims back, that's going to be a deterrent, a far better deterrent than any other so-called deterrent that we have in today's system. I mean, gosh, if you get caught and have to pay it all back, why do it in the first place?
And it's kind of crazy to me to say, oh, my God, we've got almost 2 million people in the United States in prison. We can't release them on the job market. That's nuts. The fact is, there's jobs available everywhere. They're not expensive jobs. I'm sorry. Maybe convicts might be good people to fill those expensive in the sense that they don't pay well.
Also, remember, you can only have restitution on a real crime. Crime that actually hurts somebody. See, there's two kinds of so-called crimes. There's real crime where there's a victim, and then there's victimless crimes where the state is the injured party. Like the guy that we just talked to with his joint possession. Who's he going to pay back on that?
Nobody.
Nobody was harmed. So in a true restitution system, we would also be eliminating all of the other crimes in America. And therefore, the million, probably several hundred thousand people that we have in jail on just drug charges alone wouldn't be there anymore. So therefore, if you were in jail paying restitution, it would be because you damaged somebody's life, their property, their family members. You've harmed somebody, and therefore you owe them restitution. Doug, does that address what your concerns were?
Yeah, I think it does. It's okay. I know he would come back with saying, okay, yeah, get rid of the drug people, but still you're going to have folks in jail who will be working, taking away construction jobs, taking away appointment center jobs.
There wouldn't be that many of them. And secondly, as Manwich pointed out, you don't take away jobs from people. Give your friend a bit of a briefing on how the economy works. I mean, the economy scales up to the amount of people that are participating in it. You can't steal jobs from people. Doug, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Greta in Seattle. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Greta in Seattle? somewhere. Maybe she's gone. Greta's gone. Well, she wanted to talk about the wet T-shirt story, so we will continue that now. There's a young girl, 16 years old. She was on the beach. I presume it was spring break. There was a wet T-shirt contest.
It was in Daytona, right?
Yes. And she decided to participate in said wet T-shirt contest, and she won. Now, 5 years later, her neighbor happened to rent a Playboy video, like girls gone wild on the beach or something like that.
Woo!
And he called up this girl's parents and said, your daughter's in my porn video. Which would have been an awkward conversation.
Yeah, that's got to be a tough one.
Anyway, so...
Hey, I was watching this... Never mind.
So now the young, now the 21-year-old girl is suing as a result of it. There's a settlement that has already happened. However, you got to hear some of the other quotes in this case because it's just mind-blowing. Okay. So there's a settlement that's been reached with Anheuser-Busch and Playboy on this particular case. Her attorney says sometimes what happens in your childhood should stay in your childhood. Public records show that Pippin comes, her name is Pippin, Monica Pippin, comes from a family of East Hillsborough County farmers. Her case resurfaced in Tampa federal court on Thursday because they still have ongoing litigation against the hotel that this operated, this contest, Daytona Beverages.
Sounds like they're cashing in.
Yeah, they're going after as many people as possible. An attorney for the hotel chain says they tried to persuade the federal judge to drop the chain from the suit because they had no role in the video production at all.
It doesn't really make much sense to me. I mean, how did she get in here? That's ridiculous.
Tipper's law firm filed a similar federal complaint in 2004 on behalf of four minors who participated in sexually explicit contests during spring break at the same motel. They, too, had been featured in adult material produced and distributed by Playboy. Apparently, according to Pippin, the girl, promoters asked whether they were of age. She said she and others lied to the promoters. So, she lied about her age. She still gets to sue. Pippin said no one asked for her written permission to include her in adult material. She said, quote, I only saw guests of the motel that I believed to be on spring break with personal video cameras. I thought I'd win the money and never see any of these people again in my life. She said she felt uncomfortable being on stage, allowing men to rub against her as they poured water on her. But did she have to allow the men to rub against her?
How many men rubbed against her that she felt uncomfortable with?
But she said she decided to do what was necessary in order to win the cash prize. A licensed clinical social worker...
And she did. That just shows how dedicated Monica is. She won the prize.
A social worker wrote that she recommended Pippin call a lawyer because Pippin was a sexually exploited minor. Yeah, because 16-year-old girls just don't know what they're doing.
Well, and lying 16-year-old girls. That's what's really unfair here, is these people did what is reasonable in this case. They got people to, they asked the questions, are you 18? Mm-hmm. And they lied about it.
Right.
What are they supposed to do? Take DNA tests?
Her lawyer did a really good job. Her lawyer did a really good job setting this case up, because get this. Her doctor, apparently, wrote that she prescribed antidepressants to Pippin for, quote, mental pain, anguish, anxiety, disturbance of peace of mind, which was caused by her exploitation. Now, do you think that the prescription was written after the event happened? After she'd won the $100 in the prize? Or
no.
Was the prescription written after her neighbor saw the video?
That would probably be the time.
Was all the depression, the mental pain, the anguish, and the anxiety because she might have thought that her neighbor was, say, masturbating to her on the video? Is that what caused it? I mean, seriously, you didn't even know that you were in the video, sweetie, until you found out from your neighbor.
I think that really what the anguish came from is the idea that Playboy made buckets and buckets and buckets of money off of this, and she didn't get any.
She got $100. Pippin went to Daytona Beach with friends whose parents chaperoned. She said the first day she visited the Desert Inn, where some of her high school buddies were staying, the wet T-shirt promoters apparently accosted her to participate. She said, I'd never seen a wet T-shirt contest before. She said she asked if she could watch and said she might reconsider. The next day, she came back and paid the $5 entry fee, wore bikini bottoms and a T-shirt cut by promoters to expose her breasts. And get this. See if you believe this one. Though alcohol was free, she said she drank none of it. We're coming back. It's Free Talk Live.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta synthetic oil treatments, Protecta engine treatment, Protecta transmission treatment, and Protecta complete fuel system treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USFR1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USC-SFR1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up absolutely anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich. All
right, Saturday edition. You can join us online as well at freetalklive.com, where we have the bulletin board system. Over 100,000 posts for you to surf around through. Serious issues, fun stuff. 1,200 people plus are interacting there. It's totally free. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. We're talking about a story from, this is the St. Petersburg Times. There was a 16-year-old girl on the beach, Daytona Beach. It was spring break. She was there visiting with, she was being chaperoned by some of her friends' parents, apparently, but I guess they weren't around for this because there was a wet T-shirt contest going on. Now, this girl, she's now 21, she claims she'd never even seen a wet T-shirt contest before. And, well, they were trying to harangue her into performing into this contest, and she said she just wanted to watch. So she did. Then the next day, she came back with $5 to enter the contest, because she could win $100. And when you're a teenager, you've certainly got, perky breasts, and so therefore it might be a little bit easier to win the contest. She did win. Oh, wait, she was 16, even though they asked her what her age was, and she told them she was of age to be in the contest. So she lied about her age to get into this contest, and then after the fact, 5 years later, her next-door neighbor finds out that, because he was watching the porno that they'd put her in, that she was actually in a Playboy video, and so her parents found out, and she pretended as though, oh, I was so hurt by this. Oh, they used me without permission in this video. Now I'm going to sue. So it's just outrageous.
Largely, her case is based on her age at the time, the age that she lied about.
Correct.
And I feel like these people did, you know, what due diligence they could.
Right.
Perhaps they should have asked for an ID, but really?
What if she'd had a fake ID?
It could very well have happened. I mean, how far does it go?
Fake ID will not prevent you from getting a statutory rape charge. I mean, if you meet a girl, for instance, if you met this girl on the beach and you said, hey, I liked your bathing suit there, it would have come back to my room and said, can I check your ID before you bring it back to my room? Yeah, sure. And it's a fake ID?
Mm-hmm.
That won't save you from a statutory rape charge. Let's go to the phones. Greta is supposedly back. Greta calling from Seattle. You're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Greta.
Sorry about that earlier. I got cut off on my cell phone. But I'm back now, and I thought that this story was so hilarious when I first heard about it. And whatever happened to just making a dumb decision and moving on? I think that she definitely, especially, like, I was going to call in before I heard the background information, and now that she's 21, she's definitely just in this for the money.
Sure.
And I can't believe that she's suing over this. It's so dumb.
Well, Greta, she's got mental pain, anguish, anxiety, and disturbance of peace of mind.
Oh, I'm sure she does, and I'm sure that there's tons of other 16-year-old girls that would have just done the same thing when they were in her situation. But now, in the state of Washington, they are trying people. There's currently a trial going on right now for the youngest person ever being tried as an adult. The boy was 12 years old at the time, and he allegedly killed a friend of his, and so he's on trial right now at 15 years old, and so that's much worse than, you know, a little T-shirt contest.
You know, the strange thing about this getting tried as an adult thing is, you know, they say that, if children commit adult offenses, they should be tried as adults. Well, he didn't commit an adult offense. He was a child when he did it, so I'm not saying that children's offenses shouldn't have harsh punishments. But I am saying that this adjudicating them as an adult is a weird practice.
Are they going to put him in with general population? I mean,
well, I'm sure that they'll.
Yeah, I know. That's to put a young kid in prison. What, you know, where are they going to keep him then at that point? I don't know.
Well, I'm sure that they will put him in prison. And if he killed somebody, I don't feel bad for him going to prison. But it's right. The adjudicated adult thing that's so strange to me. And it's just some legal semantics. But I wonder if I, as a 35-year-old male, could commit a juvenile crime. I mean, could I be adjudicated a juvenile if I spray-painted my name on a wall?
It is awfully
silly.
Hey, Greta, let me ask you this. You were probably 16 once. When you were 6, and how old are you now, if I might ask?
I'm 23.
Okay.
If I did that when I was 16, I would laugh about it now. And actually,
She's laughing. I'm sure she's laughing. She's got
all the way to the bank.
Yeah. Now, if you were 16 and you were on the beach, and there was a wet T-shirt contest going on, and there was free alcohol being given out, you wouldn't have drank any of the alcohol, would you?
Oh, no, never.
No, of course not. And you didn't have any idea what a wet T-shirt contest was.
Oh, my gosh, that's the dumbest part. Like, you don't know. That's funny.
Right, and to presume that, you know, there's guys everywhere with video cameras, to presume, she said, the quote in the article was she thought she'd never see any of these people again. Well, she didn't ever see any of them again, but plenty of other people got to see her. If you're in front of a video camera, do you expect that each person with that camera is going to come up to you and give you an agreement to sign so they can use you in the final cut of the videos they're editing?
Yeah, and I think that's why so many people go to these spring break things, is because we've all seen it on TV. And if we've all seen it on TV, then there's lots of TV cameras down there. So just you know, be aware of yourself, and you can't think that. I mean, Girls Gone Wild, there's all that going on, so you never know.
As far as I'm concerned, if there's a camera around, there's a chance you'll be broadcast. Hey, Greta, if you've listened to the show before, you've probably heard about our Shrine of Female Listeners. Are you aware of that?
Yes, I am.
It is not a wet T-shirt contest. In fact, you can wear whatever you'd like. We'd love for you to go to our website at freetalklive.com, go to the Shrine, and then send us a validated picture so we can add you to it next. Okay, Greta?
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Great hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You take control of your airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to FilterMag.com. That's FilterMag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. Only moments remain, so if you want to get your call in, now would be the time to do it. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the free stuff that we give you there. The archives, live streaming, Shrine of Female Listeners, and more. It's all on the house. If you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, if you want to see this show spread across the nation, we're already on 14 radio stations around the country. We're one of the top podcasts in the world. But we can get bigger and spread further with your help. That's why we created the Amplifier program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. You go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about it. Essentially, all we're asking for is $3 a month. If you like what we're doing, you like the fact that we give you everything for free, send us $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com, and we'll turn it into promotion for the show. We'll get more stations. We'll get more internet listeners. It's working. Plus, you get perks. You get access to the classic archives. Only amplifiers get that. You get access to the amplifier-only call-in line. Doug, who called earlier, he was on the amplifier line. So, there's perks. There's benefits. Plus, when we reach our final goal, everyone benefits because we'll cut back on commercial time on the show. We'll cut it back by 25%. Get all the details, amp.freetalklive.com. Here's a quick one for you, Manwich. Gas hypocrisy from Hammer of Truth. Our legislators yesterday put on a show of endorsing the conservation of fossil fuels at a local Capitol Hill gas station. Senate Democrats blamed Republicans for high gasoline prices, while House Republicans gathered around a hydrogen-powered van as a fossil fuel alternative.
Mm-hmm.
In both cases, once the event was over, the pontificating lawmakers drove back to their offices, which were only a few blocks away from the station.
Right. in gas-guzzling automobiles.
Now, SUVs in most cases.
Now, this gets more interesting. In fact, House Speaker Dennis Hastert was the most embarrassing of the group. Along with other top Republicans, he was photographed in and around a very snappy blue General Motors Hydrogen 3 van. It's got, you can see the photos, we'll link to it on our website at FreeTalkLive, the BBS, FreeTalkLive.com. But they're in this van, it's got hydrogen written on the side of it, it's obviously a prototype and trying to promote this alternative fuel source. Hastert, who appeared to have walked to the station, left in the very fuel-efficient vehicle, apparently headed back to his office. But he went only about a block or so before he got out and stepped into his pre-positioned, gas-guzzling, armored SUV to take him back to his office.
He could be shot at, you know.
Alert photographers suspecting...
As though anyone would want to shoot at Dennis Hastert.
Alert photographers suspecting a ploy actually had followed the speaker and caught the bait and switch on film.
Awesome.
So you can see pictures of him leaving this hydrogen car to get into his black SUV to drive to his office, which is two blocks away. I mean, just such hypocrisy to make it look like you're all behind the, you know, the new hydrogen car and you're all into alternative energy fuel sources, but you can't even make it more than a block before you have to get out of the car and get in your regular vehicle.
The armored one that probably gets 5 miles to the gallon.
Apparently,
shows how important he is.
Apparently it was his security detail. They just couldn't have him staying in this hydrogen car. It was too dangerous for him.
I wouldn't want to step on the gas in a hydrogen car, quite honestly. You'll be right in ground zero. Woo.
So, as this writer puts it, the truth is lawmakers think nothing of wasting fuel because everything they do is paid for by the taxpayers.
Mm.
It doesn't matter. It's like the cops that sit with their cars just idling. Just running up the bill for the taxpayers. It doesn't matter. Crank up the AC. Turn it up. Spend all of our money. You didn't earn it. You stole it from us. We're done for tonight. Vinny in here with you.
And Manwich.
And we will see you online in the meantime between now and Monday night's show. Online, of course, freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
If you run a